This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, some of us have hobbies. Okay. You know, we like to play video games. Like to play with the dog. My dog stank yesterday, so I gave the dog a bath. The dog doesn't like it in a bath, but we got her a real good scrub session. Now she's all clean. So I like my doggies and my kitty cats. That's probably one of my bigger hobbies. I like to sing. But other people, they want to figure out who the next serial killer is. I don't blame them for having that as a hobby. They don't understand how somebody could go to work, get fired, and then turn around and want to kill people. So, you have some people out there that after a killing, and the media, you know, a few days later doesn't really cover it anymore, and, it, you know, things get kind of quiet, and, you know, we're all kind of back to our same old, same old. You have some people out there that really want to figure this out. I don't blame them. So a new book by author and professor Michael Arntfield lays out the 12 most favored industries of somebody who is a murderer. He's a criminologist professor. So he wrote the book on the subject. Author Murder in Plain English. He studied the patterns and behaviors of killers over the past 50 years. And he said the one thing he discovered was their tendency to gravitate towards certain industries and professions. By the way, this professor was kind of young. He doesn't look a day over 35. But pretty smart guy here. So in his book, he reveals the 12 occupations according to these dominant patterns he's seen over the last five decades. And he says many of the roles are practical in nature. Arborists rank highly. Arborists, I guess that's somebody that deals with trees maybe. General laborers. He says it's a combination of mobility, power, whether it's structural power or actual power, and the fact that many jobs also simultaneously satisfy underlying paraphilias or sexual preoccupations that may fuel their crimes. They say the number of the top-ranking jobs, like truck drivers, gas station attendants, also help provide access to potentially vulnerable victims. This is some scary stuff. So he divides these occupations that attract murderers, right, to take up shop and support themselves and help with their planning and all that. These are jobs that these murderers kind of find some refuge in while they're either doing their crime or doing their planning. And he divides them into four separate categories depending on skill and qualification. So one is the skilled occupations. So like an aircraft machinist or assembler. Somebody working on aircraft, a shoemaker or a repair person, or a car upholsterer. That's kind of interesting. Then the semi-skilled occupations, a forestry worker or arborist, a truck driver, and a warehouse manager. Unskilled occupations include a general laborer, like somebody who does landscaping or moving, a hotel porter or bellhop, or a gas station attendant. And then professional or government occupations include police, security official, military personnel, or an official in a religious sector. Now, I am blown away at these. You know, I'm not exactly sure what his techniques were to study this, but if you took a look at a whole bunch of killers, and you took a look at what their job was, and the job they stayed at the longest, meaning what they had an affinity to, or what they had a adeptness or some competency in, I suppose this could be an easy study to do. I just can't put all these together. Now, my question, and a lot of people's questions, right? Surround. Is there anything we are doing to turn somebody into a killer? Remember, there was all those studies on video games. Well, it's video games. We're making kids violent. We're making kids want to go and shoot up a school. I don't know. I don't think video games will turn a healthy psychological child into a sicko. I don't believe that. Well, it's YouTube and videos and social media. Well, I don't know. I mean, an average healthy psychological person can go on social media and not want to do something bad. I do think social media does have a lot of draws to certain things. And we're seeing a lot more cheating happen. A lot of people leaving their spouses because they see what else is out there. They're not spending time on their family and on their nucleus. They're in everybody else's world, wanting that world. So maybe a ethical person who would have been a family man or a family woman might transgress based on social media. But for somebody to cross a line and become a killer, no, I don't think I can blame social media. So, you know, we want to find out what are we as a society doing wrong so we could stop it. This is weird. Kids used to be a part of the Rifle Club or some sort, or ROTC or whatever. Or I don't know, the various different sort of clubs at school. And some of them would have, you know, weapons. Nobody would go and shoot and kill people. But nowadays, it seems like every other day or every other week, something's happening. Whether it's a kid, whether it's an adult. So 20, 30, 40 years ago, we said, well, it's drugs. Drugs are making them do it. That can't. That's a good argument. It's a good theory because drugs will make you delusional, cause you to hallucinate, cause you to not be of sound mind and not be in reality. Absolutely, drugs can do that. But if we're finding that some of these people, depending on their toxicology screen, and again, I don't know what Adam Lanza's toxicology screen was, or James Holmes. Adam Lanza was a Sandy Hook shooter. James Holmes was the Aurora, Colorado shooter. Jared Loftner was the Tucson shooter. We're not getting a list of their medications. I'd like to know that. I'd like to know if there was any drugs on board. Because if these shootings happen by people on drugs, all right, then, you know, maybe we can, you know, come up with a common thread. But we're not getting that information. I'd like to know. So, interesting. Looking at occupations. Radio host, nowhere on the list, so we're good. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Yes, Jamie, I am aware that Deadpool 2 is coming out this weekend. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to see it this weekend because my son's graduating high school. Hey! I know. Do I go to my son's graduation and sit there for 3 hours, or do I go and watch Deadpool? Tough choice. I'll probably go to graduation, and then we'll go run and see Deadpool. It's usually hard to get to those movies opening weekend and get good seats. But, yes, thank you very much. Cannot wait. Very excited. And then Han Solo is supposed to come out soon, too. It's going to be a good movie, I think. Not hearing amazing reviews, but I didn't expect the preview didn't look that good. Again, you know, you're trying to take Harrison Ford and recreate his character with somebody new 40 years later. It's, you know, you're going to have some haters out there. So I'm sure the movie is going to be bashed, but still has potential to be good. All right. Now, speaking of bashing, this doctor needs a bashing if he's found guilty. A South Texas doctor who, according to Fox News, is already in hot water for health care fraud and money laundering, is also accused of administering chemotherapy and other toxic medications to patients who didn't need the chemotherapy. Dr. Jorge Zamora Quezada, 61 years old, was charged in a $240 million health care fraud and international money laundering scheme. He has also been accused of falsely diagnosing patients with degenerative diseases, including rheumatoid arthritis. An indictment also alleges the physician and his co-conspirators administered chemo and other toxic medications to patients who didn't require it. What the heck? How do you go through medical school? How do you go through the pains and the emotional wear and tear of being a doctor, plus all the risk from a liability standpoint, just to turn around and give people fake diagnoses? You're stupid. John Cronin, Assistant Attorney General for the U.S. Justice Department's Criminal Division, alleged that Zamora Quezada orchestrated the fraud scheme and put the health of children, elderly, and disabled patients in jeopardy. The indictment says the excessive medical procedures were allegedly used to fund his lifestyle, including a million-dollar private jet and Maserati, both having his initials. Uh-oh. So Raymond Orta and Belinda Garcia, 32 and 33 years old respectively, two of Zamora Quezada's former patients, said the doctor misdiagnosed him. He said, I was only 26, 27 years old, being diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. It was really scary. When I went to go see him, he diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis, and he gave me some heavy chemo-level drugs that almost killed me. I remember the treatments that he would give me. One was always a steroid shot, and those hurt. I mean, literally physically hurt my body. And two, I didn't feel like they did anything for my way of life. Now, the doctor is slated to appear in court later this month. The FBI has asked potential victims of the doctor to contact their office. Now, this, again, you're going to hear, anytime a doctor does something bad, you're going to hear it in the news, okay? Because it's big news. And you should hear about it. I think it's very, very newsworthy. I don't think blaming the opioid crisis on doctors is newsworthy, right? Or, oh, man, doctors got lunch from pharmaceutical companies, and so they wrote drugs that the pharmaceutical companies wanted, which also included opioids. I mean, there's all these stupid stories out there that, put the doctor in a bad light. But you have an idiot, allegedly like this one, who allegedly did this. I can't say he's guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. But you have somebody who allegedly did something like this? That's scary. Now, before we talk about how crappy that is and what to do to protect yourself, I have received emails from people asking why the doctor recommended something that was unnecessary. And so we need to kind of define unnecessary. What is an unnecessary treatment? What is an unnecessary scan? Many of you have said, look, I had a CAT scan and I didn't need a CAT scan. Or I had a biopsy and I didn't need a biopsy. The doctor was ordering a bunch of unnecessary tests to make money. Well, let me tell you, as a family doctor, I did not make money on the biopsy. I did not make money on the scan. I don't make money on the medication. Other companies or referrals, they are the ones that make the money. Now, I mean, if I do a biopsy in my office, yes, I could charge for the biopsy. But I want to tell you guys right now, when a doctor does a biopsy in the office, they lose money. And there's a couple reasons for that. One is biopsies take longer than a lot of medical visits. So you could sometimes see more patients in the time that it takes for you to do a procedure. Number two, the insurance company will say, you know what? Fine. We'll pay you for the biopsy, which many times is less than an office visit. I remember an office visit, I was making $80 to $90, yet a biopsy was $50, $60. I didn't care if the person needed a biopsy, I'm going to do the biopsy. But many of you have noticed that your family doc or your internist stopped doing a lot of the skin biopsies and just sent you to a dermatologist. That was when this was happening. They're like, look, I have so many patients to see, I can't be sitting here losing money. So that was one of the things that happened with insurance. Another thing that happened with insurance is they said, all right, we'll pay you for the biopsy. You'll get your $50. But then when you have to remove the stitches and go over the pathology and go over the plan, if you see that patient within 2 weeks, you're not getting paid. The visit's included. So you would have to do two visits for that one. Many doctors were like, and medical providers were like, look, we're really losing money on that. So just go to dermatology and do your biopsies there and get them all done at once. And then, you know, I'll just see you for your blood pressure or diabetes, etc. And so I'm telling you guys this because, you know, for a doctor to order something that they make money on, it's rare. If I order a CAT scan on you, you're going to a radiology place. I'm not making money on that CAT scan. If I'm sending you to a dermatologist to do a referral, I'm not making money. Doctors are not supposed to be getting kickbacks or anything like that. Maybe doctors will get a thank you basket, you know, like a Christmas basket or whatever. But no. All right? Ethics, putting ethics first, you don't make money for referrals. You don't make money on tests you order. If I order a bunch of blood work through Quest or LabCorp, Quest or LabCorp bills your insurance. I don't. So, you know, when somebody is accusing a doctor or a medical provider of ordering too many tests or unnecessary procedures, then when I hear that, I then go, well, what was the condition? Well, I came in there with chest pain and I had some trouble breathing. And all I wanted was cough syrup. And they made me go through an EKG and a chest x-ray. I hate to say that. They will. Somebody coming in that's middle-aged or even younger with chest pain, shortness of breath, yeah. We're going to make sure you don't have a heart attack or pneumonia, blood clot to the lungs. Yeah, pulmonary embolism, we're gonna do that. If we can't tell with 100% certainty that you're not having that, you're going to get some tests. Well, I had this mole, and I told them I had this mole for a while, and they still biopsied it, so that was unnecessary. They were trying to make money. You may have some, you know, cats out there that are, you know, that, you know, could be trying to make some extra money, and that stinks. But if I see a mole that to me looks suspicious, and we talked about that, asymmetrical, weird border, funny-looking color, diameter bigger than a centimeter, it's elevated or evolving, or I think it's growing fast, I'm biopsying it. I'll give you the option. I'll tell you. You know, you could say no. You don't have to do the test. Where sometimes your consent is a little blurred is when you would get blood work done. So you go to the doctor, you'd say, all right, I want blood work. What do you want? Well, I want the full panel. All right, so you get the full panel. And all of a sudden you get a bill for the full panel. It's a lot of money. You're like, well, I really wouldn't have wanted STDs on there, and I don't think I would have wanted thyroid or cholesterol or prostate. So now I think labs are starting to let you know every single test. Because that stinks for you. If you get a bill and you didn't want the test being run, the test will run. It does. That stinks. On the flip side, you know, a doctor's going to order tests that he thinks you need. That's a part of their panel. Medicine is an art. Let us have our paintbrushes. So when you hear some jerk like this administering chemo or certain treatments to somebody with a diagnosis they don't have, what has to be proven in court is they didn't have those diagnoses. Now, where I'm kind of scratching my head on is how do you diagnose somebody with rheumatism, rheumatoid arthritis, or how do you diagnose them with a condition without having proof in the chart? I mean, labs should come back, x-ray evidence showing destruction of the PIP joint. I mean, you know, things like that. There's evidence. So if the doctor does have evidence, say, yeah, this person had this treatment, the next question is, well, did they really need those in-office treatments? So then we look at standard of care. And for those of you concerned that you may be getting duped, always ask for a second opinion. Get a copy of the records or the results. Get a second opinion. It doesn't hurt the first doctor's, pride. And then you know that they're, you know, on the right track. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
That's on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA has approved the first non-opioid treatment to ease withdrawal when you're trying to quit opioids, which are very addictive. So the FDA's expected approval of Lucemyra, or Lucemra, not sure how to pronounce it, to help combat the U.S. opioid epidemic. I was just thinking that. If a lot of these drugs are made in America, why can't we not pronounce them? I mean, you would, like, Z-Pac, that's easy. All right, Z-Pac, I get that. But Lucemyra, you know? Anyway, two-thirds of drug overdose deaths in 2016 did involve opioids, including fentanyl, heroin, and prescription painkillers. So, using a opioid antidote is nice, but that doesn't help anybody getting over the addiction. So we need to, once we identify you and want to give you help, we need to, you know, now try to get you off opioids. Detox you. So the pill was approved to treat adults for up to 2 weeks for common withdrawal symptoms. Now, opiate withdrawal, that includes diarrhea, vomiting, muscle pain, agitation. You're not able to sleep. And this isn't an addiction medication, but what it does is if it slows down your withdrawal symptoms or makes them not as violent, and you shake, you have nausea, vomiting, you have panic, you get depressed. You know, narcotic withdrawal won't kill you. Like a benzodiazepine withdrawal, that could give you a seizure. Alcohol withdrawal could give you a seizure and kill you. Opioid withdrawal shouldn't kill you. However, you can secondarily get dehydrated because of the nausea, vomiting, and the diarrhea, and that could eventually kill you. Or you get so depressed that you kill yourself. So, secondarily, there are indirect ways where an opioid withdrawal could cause your death. But you shouldn't die from opiate withdrawal. But it feels like you're dying. So what a lot of people do when they detox is they take, you know, opioid medication that seems to be a little safer, like methadone. That helps ease cravings without giving you an intense high. But, you know, these methadone clinics, there's not a lot of them, and we have more and more people that need something. So according to FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the fear of experiencing withdrawal symptoms often prevents those suffering from opioid addiction from seeking help. And I told you guys this. You know, I would have a patient that had been seeing pain management, and the pain management doctor closed down, left town. They need new medication while they're trying to get a new pain management doctor. And I'm like, look, what is your end game? Look at how scared you are that you are going to be without your medication for a week. Pain is scary. Don't you want to get, you know, go through rehab? Don't you want to work to get you off this addiction? And some of them were honest. They were like, you know what? It's easier to pop the one pill to start slowing down the withdrawal symptoms than to face weeks of rehab. Many people don't want to be on the medication. I teach medical students this. You know, there's patients we call the, quote, drug-seeking patient. I hate that term. Because somebody who has an addiction to a medication, I get how we want to identify that somebody's there just for a drug, so I guess why we put a label. He or she may not be interested in your treating them. They just may want the medication. But I teach them, I go, actually, a good majority of them, if you did have a magic treatment to end their suffering where they don't have to be addicted anymore, they would take it. It's just, they got to get back to work because it's their lunch hour. They have kids. They have, you know, certain responsibilities. And it's a hell of a lot easier for them to just stay on the medication than to go through the rehab. So if we could make rehab or withdrawal easier, maybe we'll attract more people. So in two studies of 866 adults, those given Lucemara reported less severe withdrawal symptoms when they abruptly stopped taking opioids compared to those who were given the dummy pills. Now, what are side effects? Well, you can get low blood pressure, dizziness, sleepiness, low heart rate. Some people may even faint. Now, the drug maker is U.S. World Meds of Louisville, Kentucky. Again, it's a U.S. company, so I still don't understand why we have the funny name. So they're going to conduct more studies in teens and newborns of addicted moms, opioid-addicted moms, and to look for longer-term use rather than 2 weeks. So its active ingredient is lofexidine. And lofexidine, like, stops the brain from getting flooded with a chemical transmitter that produces most of these withdrawal sensations. So it's a very, very interesting mechanism where what we're doing is we're, shall we say, again, when it comes to any sort of withdrawal, we have to deal with the brain. And we have to convince the brain that it's not in pain or it's not suffering. And this medication, this lofexidine, actually used to be an antihypertensive medication, which is why it used to be treated for blood pressure. And so it's a opioid receptor. It can be used with opioid receptor antagonists for rapid detox. And it may make you dizzy because it could drop your blood pressure. So these are things. They have actually used it, looked at it for alcohol addiction as well. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. That's pretty cool. And we should keep an eye and try to promote more of these sort of medications because we're finding out that 100 million Americans have chronic pain. 100 million Americans, and those are people who are admitting it. So this study comes out of Vox.com, and they talk about a Mr. Golson, who was 38 years old, from California, went from doctor to doctor, kept getting opioids and splints and cortisone injections, etc. And they go through his story, and he finally went to a pain psychologist, a therapist who specializes in pain, to work on the brain, his thoughts. And he found that psychological therapy could help. Said it was one of the most profoundly surprising experiences of his life. And 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain, whether it's back pain, neck pain, fibromyalgia, or some other cause, neuropathy. But we don't treat the psychological component when the psychological component is one of the biggest components for addiction. Why don't we treat the psychological component? No time. Not enough training. Some people, they don't think it works. You know, when you see a psychologist or you decide to engage in therapy, you have got to commit time. Just like a diet. We all want to lose the 15 pounds quick. What's that new diet? Not a new diet, but isn't one of the, I don't know if it's Jenny Craig or somebody is claiming 16 pounds in, 6 weeks or something like that for $16? I don't know. So everybody wants to lose their weight quick. Everybody wants to deal with what they have to deal with quick. Nobody has time. But, I mean, it takes active effort. Yeah, I just read a testimony of a friend of mine who had gotten addicted to sleepy pills. And he thought he could deal with it himself. And it finally took him going to seek help, somebody with psychology background, to help. And, you know, his big take-home message is, why wait? Don't wait. Get yourself, why are you waiting? Because months will go by or years will go by while you're suffering, and you could have started the therapy back in 2016. Or back in 2014, or back in 2012. Just like the diet. I'll get help with losing weight later. I can do this on my own. Meanwhile, it's 2018. I could have gotten help back in, 2009 to lose my butt. Well, I don't know if I would have lost my butt. I think I would have gained it back. My butt is getting smaller, though. All right, well, you know where I'm coming from. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speaks speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot of news to get to, more news. But one of the biggest things that just happened in the news for me is my baby boy Stone. Hey, Stoney. Get this, guys. He won Student of the Year in physics honors. Stone, the older one. Yes, this is the exact same one that would just sit there in class and go, duh. I mean, this is, I know, listen, I love my boy, but I have been telling you guys for years how I couldn't get this kid to study and do his homework, and he struggled in school. Look, I'm not going to lie. My son knows I talk about him on air. I'm his mama. I'm the one with the mic. I can talk about my son, okay? He's my son. He's 18 now, so he can't technically sue me now. But my baby boy won Student of the Year Physics Honors. No, not, no, can't be my genes. Remember, physics was, oh, I hated physics. Physics was a cluster for me. I mean, I was really good at the biological sciences. I mean, I got my A in physics. I didn't like it. I didn't know what the hell I was getting an A in. I just knew how to study and memorize. But I know, but not only physics, honors physics. That's my baby. See, I know all my friends are like, was he adopted? I don't know. I mean, I think back, I mean, 18 years ago plus 9 months, I mean, could it have been the UPS guy? We were getting Sparklets water bottles. I mean, maybe it's the Sparklets water guy. You know, Corey's smart. My husband's really smart, so it probably came from him. I mean, my father was smart with physics and all that, but, you know, as a parent, when your kid excels in something that you really suck at, you really start to wonder if they have any of your genes. And when you come to the realization that they may not have some of your genes, you go, whew, a lucky kid. That's my baby. There's Stony, little baby. I can just eat his little tushies. Stony. All right, I love my baby boy, and he graduates. Oh, my baby. I'm going to embarrass the hell out of him with graduation. Man, I'm going to bring, like, a horn. You know, when they go, stone, wax. And I go like, ah, hey. Oh, my baby. All right, let's hit some news. All right, Congo. The Congo's latest Ebola outbreak has spread to a city of more than 1 million people. This is not what we want. Don't worry, 1 million people are not affected. But the spread of Ebola in this latest outbreak has now made it to the, Mbandaka, the capital of the northwestern Equatorial province. And two cases now of hemorrhagic fever were reported in the Wangata health zones. And the city is about 93 miles from Bikoro. That's the rural area where this latest outbreak was announced last week. That's according to Congo's health minister, Oliyanga. They say one sample proved positive for Ebola. That brings to three the number of confirmed Ebola cases. A total of 44 cases now have been reported, with the death toll now at 23. This, according to the World Health Organization, the total includes 20 probable cases and 21 suspected ones. As you notice, each day the numbers are coming up. And so expect them to even be more as of the time you hear this broadcast. And we have to expect that there's others that are infected that that haven't been counted. So according to Dr. Yunga, or the health minister, we are entering a new phase of the Ebola outbreak, which is now affecting three health zones, including an urban health zone. He's worried because Mbandaka is densely populated, and it's at the crossroads of the Equatorial province. City has about 1.2 million on the Congo River. It's a crucial travel corridor in the vast country upstream from the capital, Kinshasa. Kinshasa has about 10 million. So the epidemiologists, of course, are working overtime. World Health Organization has deployed about 30 experts now to conduct surveillance in the city. Those exposed to the suspected Ebola cases will be for the first time in Congo receiving the vaccines. Remember, we were told that there's about 4,000 doses of the experimental vaccine. Right now, the World Health Organization is in the process of sending thousands more. They're making it as quickly as possible. Health experts are already tracing 500 contacts of the people affected. So, this experimental vaccine has been shown to be highly effective against Ebola. They tested it in Guinea during the outbreak, when that outbreak had killed 11,300 people between 2014 and 2016. They do believe that this vaccine is going to be effective against the Zaire strain of Ebola, which is currently the one they're watching now in the Congo. So, the World Health Organization is going to use the ring vaccination method. where it involves vaccinating contacts of cases or suspected cases, contacts of those contacts, and healthcare and other frontline workers. So you see what they mean by ring vaccination? Like a target. You have the ground zero, and then you start going into the outer radii. This is the ninth Ebola outbreak in Congo since 1976. That's when the deadly disease was first identified. No specific treatment. As you remember, Ebola is spread through bodily fluids. Symptoms include fever, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle pain. You could have internal bleeding, external bleeding, hence it's a hemorrhagic fever. The virus is fatal 90% of the time. So we'll keep you guys posted. Scary, scary stuff. All right. How many of you guys saw Wolf of Wall Street? I thought that was a great movie. I love The Wolf of Wall Street. Well, Jordan Belfort, who was the character that Leonardo DiCaprio played, is in some heat. A federal judge in New York City says she wants to make sure that he continues to pay back the nearly $100 million he owes in restitution. So here we are years later, and we're still dealing with this. The judge told Belfort's lawyers Wednesday at a garnishment hearing that she's focused on getting his roughly $97 million investor restitution back on track almost 20 years after his conviction. The Daily News reports that Belfort pleaded guilty to securities fraud and money laundering back in 1999. He so far has paid about $13 million of the owed $110 million. Now, how do you skate on that? I mean, how do you stall? Anyway, his attorney says she's happy to get Belfort on a compensation schedule. He did not appear in court for the hearing. I believe he was given a speech somewhere. You would think he made some money on this Wolf of Wall Street film. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio did a phenomenal job. Also, the girl from Suicide Squad, she was in it. I forget her name. Margot Robbie. She did excellent. A lot of people in that movie did excellent. Very, very good movie. Jonah Hill. Bumblebee CEO is charged with price fixing on canned tuna. How many of you guys have gone into a Walmart or Target or grocery store to get some tuna, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's expensive? I have. I don't like to eat tuna, but Shaky Boo does. One of my cats, Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo. And he likes his tuna fish. And my husband gets so mad because I will crack open a can of tuna fish, and this tuna fish is about $1.50 to $2 a can. And he's like, what are you doing? I go, well, Shakaboo is my baby. Sometimes I love the cats more than, you know, my family, right? Because they don't backtalk me and they aren't mean. Well, U.S. prosecutors have filed a criminal charge yesterday, against the CEO of Bumblebee Foods as part of an ongoing investigation into price fixing. A grand jury in San Francisco indicted Christopher Leshewski on one count of price fixing. Alleging that from November 2010 to December 2013, he conspired with others in the industry to eliminate competition for setting the prices for canned tuna. Three other people, including a former StarKist Tuna Company executive, have also been charged. Stephen Hodge, a former senior vice president for sales at StarKist, pleaded guilty last year to price fixing. They say American consumers deserve free enterprise, not fixed prices. So the department will not tolerate crimes like the one charged in today's indictment. So that's not cool. StarKist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea have been investigated now for price fixing. Some have pleaded guilty to it. You would think if you have a product, sell it if it's a good product. But to ease other people out of the... Yeah, because that's expensive. Chicken of the Sea. What was that? I forget the jingle for the Chicken of the Sea. Something to the Chicken of the Sea. I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Ellie.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.